everyone. You're listening to WMUC FM College Park. My name is Claire, and this is my show, Final Girl. Before we get into the music, let's hear a quick PSA.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
All right. Hey, everyone. You're listening to Final Girl. Guys, it's the first show where it's still like almost light outside, which is really cool. And it's 8 o'clock. I'm so ready for the summertime. And I hope that you guys are too. Today is a cool show because we have Kat from La Voz Latina who's shadowing today. Do you want to like introduce yourself at all? Okay,
sure.
Here, just like here.
Hello, guys. I'm Kat. Please join us this Friday or next Friday for the first episode with La Voz Latina. We love love you guys to hear us. Thank you.
Yes, so I don't know if you guys remember, but a few weeks ago, Nina was training from Black Explosion, because we're starting two different shows with, like, two different student news outlets, which is really cool. So it's always fun to be able to show people the ropes on the show. Today, I didn't know what I was going to play until about 20 minutes ago. So it's just kind of a surprise for you guys as it is for me, and that's because I was really busy today. And I did a lot of internship applying, etc. But it's kind of shaping up to be more of like an indie rock, kind of noise rock, shoegaze-esque episode. So a little bit more on like the mainstream side of alternative rock, but that's okay. I don't know. I was saying in the fall, I feel like I listened to a lot of noise rock, but I guess I also do at the beginning of spring. So anyways, the first song that I'm going to play is First Place by Flowers for the Dead. College Park UMD band. Very cool. This was released a while ago, I feel like. Last June, so almost a year ago. It's really fun, and I haven't seen them play in a while, but hope to soon. This is First Place by Flowers for the Dead. Enjoy.
I quit. in a dream. Home.
Alrighty, we're back. So the second song that you heard was Asterix by a band called King Hit. Oh, it's something. What? Okay, sorry. Let me put these headphones on. They're being a little bit weird. Okay. Oh my god, they're so loud. Okay, that's what was wrong. Anyways, the second song was Asterix by King Hit. This is a band out of I think they're out of New Zealand, because I found them when I fell down this rabbit hole of like a bunch of New Zealand bands. There's like three bands from New Zealand that I'm playing on the show tonight, and I don't really know why. It wasn't on purpose, but that's okay. And this was released in 2025, September of last year. And then the last song you heard was Knights in Armor, and this one's from Water From Your Eyes. I've played them on the show before, and they are from... Let's see. Oh, New York. Duh, that's where everyone's from. But Nate Amos from This Is Lorelei is in that band, and they're also really cool, and I've played them on the show. One thing I really love about, like, the indie and alternative music scenes is that, like, so many bands are connected, and you run into, like you just kind of stumble upon bands from listening to another one. And I guess that's true of all kinds of music. But I think that there's something to be said about, not that like indie rock and alternative rock are quote unquote underground genres, but there's something about a smaller genre, being like a tight knit community that I think is really beautiful. And it's really conducive to like art sharing. And then like there are downsides of that. Like everybody knows each other, and that's like, it freaks me out sometimes. But I think it's really cool, and I've just discovered so much cool music just by like listening to other bands. And that might be like a duh kind of thought, but I don't know. I just think it's cool that like I'm playing these random bands from New Zealand with 400 listeners, because I found another band that I liked, just like randomly stumbled upon it. And I think that's really cool. I don't know. Music connects us all, and something like that. The next song that I'm going to play is Superglue by Pearly. They are, oh my god, they're from New Zealand, which is how I started stumbling upon this rabbit hole. Superglue was released in last year, in August, on an album called Not So Sweet, and I think it's really cool, and I hope that you guys enjoy. All right, this is Superglue by Pearly. All right, everyone. So that was two more songs. Let me put these headphones back on. Okay, so the second song that you heard was Forget It by Grocery Bag. Shout out to Uncle Mike in Seattle for recommending me this band. They're super cool. They're out of Austin, and I had never heard of them. But we've got another Grocery Bag song coming up at the end of the show. But if anyone out there listening has any recommendations or anything that you want to hear on the show, please, please, please send them over. I love randomly discovering new music, and it means so much when like people are like, oh, I think that Claire would like this song, and then sends it over. It's literally like one of my favorite things is to get song recs. So yeah, there's an open casting call for songs. And then the third song that you heard was Aerosol by this band called Boycat. They're from Atlanta. They're super cool. And this song was released on a 3-song EP in November of last year called When Echo Lands, which I think that's a really cool title for an EP. In case you guys weren't here at the beginning of the show, you're listening to WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. And this is Final Girl, and I'm playing some like indie noise-ish rock today. The next song that I'm going to play is a song by Superstar Crush. They're from, let's see if we can find it. And I can't, and that's fine. Hamilton, wherever that is. I guess I'll look it up, but I guess there's a lot of places called Hamilton. Anyway, this song is called You Fold, I Fold, and it was also released last year. I've been playing so many songs from 2025 on an album called Way Too Much. I found the song about 30 minutes ago, and I hope that you guys enjoy. This is You Fold, I Fold by Superstar Crush.
Kid. I'm not afraid to die.
right. Hey, guys. So I thought those songs all really went together, so wanted to let it play for a bit. The second song that you heard was Fold by this band called Knitting. They are, let's see, they're from Montreal. Apparently, Montreal has a thriving DIY scene, which I actually, like, I do, like, that's not surprising, even a little bit. I think that Montreal is, like, the Chicago of Canada, and why I say that, I actually really don't know. So, maybe if we have any, like, Canada heads listening right now, you could tell me if that's right or not. I don't know, but that's kind of how I see it in my mind. I don't know. I don't really have any desire to go to Canada, so I guess I won't find out, but I think Chicago is really cool. Anyways, the third song was June July by a band called Just Penelope. They're out of Bloomington, Indiana, which is, I think, where University of Indiana is. Love a university band. I think that it's really interesting to me that college towns, I mean, not interesting in, like, it's a weird way, because, of course, college towns have, like, really cool music, but I guess it's just because everyone after school, like, kind of a lot of people go separate ways and whatnot, but I don't know. I feel like I might be that old person still at, like, college town shows just because the music, like, coming out of those places is so cool. Not in, like, a weird way, just in, like, a I want to discover new music kind of way. And then the last song that you heard was Come Back by a band called Trepid. They are from Athens, another college town, University of Georgia, I think. This was really cool. The rest of the band is guys, but girl vocals, we love to see it. Yeah, I'm definitely going to come back to that band. That's Trepid. The next song that I'm going to play is another one by the band Grocery Bag. This one is called Deadvolt, and it was literally just released 2 weeks ago on April 9th. So it's new, it's cool, and you guys are going to hear it now. This is Deadvolt by Grocery Bag.
Fire, there's both as high.
Alrighty. We're back. We're almost at the end of the show. It's 8:58. So I'm going to talk a little bit and then I'll leave you guys with a song. That last song was Swamp Song, the Audio Tree Live version by Trophy Wife. It's not the same as Swamp Song by Tool. It's like their version, like their song also called that. But they sound a little similar, I think, if I'm remembering the Tool song correctly. Anyways, you've been listening to Final Girl. Oh, it's actually 8:55. I read the clock and it said 8:58 because my computer's messing with me. So anyways, I just get to talk a little bit longer, which is really exciting for a girl like me who loves to talk. Yeah, you've been listening to Final Girl. My name is Claire. I'm here every Monday at 8 p.m. And we've been here with lovely Kat from the Lavoz Latina show. Do you want to say anything else?
Sure.
Okay, you can say whatever you'd like.
Thank you so much for having me as a guest. Let me shadow your work. I'm very excited to start on Friday, hopefully, if everything goes according to the plan. But yeah, guys, thank you for listening to her show, too. So excited to be here.
Yeah, so tune in Friday at 6 p.m. here on FM. It's going to be really cool. I'm really excited to tune in. And yeah, it'll be news, music, interviews, etc. And then the last song that I'm going to leave you with tonight is Aviator Navigator by a band called Stir. They are, let's see, hold on. They're from Carlton in Sydney, which is in Australia, famously. And yeah, shout out to like Australia and New Zealand. Played a lot of stuff from them and random college towns. So that's where the music kind of came from for this episode. Anyway, this is Aviator Navigator by Stir. I hope you guys enjoy, and I will see you next week. Have a good week. Bye.
Side to side.